Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960, brought to you by the W. Greason Consulting Group. Get the new people management development book, Manage People Better, at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com today. We can all manage people better. For more information, contact W. Greason Consulting Group at 818-384-5076. It's an excellent gift for yourself or the people manager in your life. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
Happy New Year, Regina.
Yes. 2025.
We are in 2025 and hope everybody's enjoying it so far.
Yes, I think so. And you know what? We're starting off the new year with such wonderful things. There's so many great things that are taking place here in the desert. A lot of growth and expansion, newness, right?
Well, there are so many different businesses and new opportunities developing right here in the High Desert this year. So
yes.
We're looking forward to it.
Yes. And I'm excited, Roxanne, because we've got someone that I haven't had a chance to actually get to know, but I'm looking forward to it, hopefully.
I know.
And that we haven't had a chance to talk to. And she's coming on to talk to us about her. She's a new business.
Okay.
I believe just about a year or so has been here in the High Desert. But let me tell you, I heard wonderful things about her. And I look at my social media all the time, and she's always doing something, and there's something wonderful happening. So I am so happy to welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, Priya Kalyan Masi. Did I say that right?
Almost, yes, you
almost.
Did.
Okay, say it for me, and I promise I will get it.
Priya Kalyan Masi.
Kalyan Masi. Got right. It. She is the founder of Love Your Best Life, LLC, which is a new maternal and infant health service here in the High Desert, I believe. And so welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Yes.
We're happy to have you here with us. And I want you to just maybe give us just a little bit of background about yourself and your business, because I know it's new here in the community, and probably a lot of our listeners are not familiar at all.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Regina and Roxanne, for having me. Happy New Year to everyone. I'm excited to be here and share a little bit about my journey and what I'm doing. So in a nutshell, I'm originally from the East Coast. We came out here about 10 years ago. Marine Corps brought us to 29 Palms.
Mm.
So we have been out here. And I am a physician by background. I went to medical school in Mexico, where I focused in on preventive health and women's health. And just was trying to find a way to merge health education and bedside manner together, because that's the way that I was taught in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And fast forward to what I do now, I work in an OB-GYN clinic in Apple Valley, where I do all of the health education and nutritional psychosocial counseling for all of our new moms. Mm-hmm. And I wanted a way to work more bedside, like I mentioned, with families like I did in Mexico. So somebody said, well, why don't you become a doula? And I was like, well, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
So I started looking into it, and essentially this was work I'd already done during my internship year, where we were literally next to the moms that were laboring because their support persons couldn't be with them in the government hospitals.
Wow, okay.
Due to the size of the hospitals.
Right.
So not only were we delivering their babies, but we were providing that support.
Right.
So I've been doing doula work for a really long time, and I just didn't know that there was a term for it. So fast forward to January of 23, I completed my doula training. And it was around the time that California passed the Medi-Cal doula benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, stars aligned, everything at the right time. And then I started my business. And now, as the end of this month, I will be 2 years in business, served over 80 families in the High Desert. So it's been a busy and a blessed time, and
yes.
Very excited for what can possibly happen this year.
Yes, I was just thinking as you were talking, we've just come out of the holiday season where we are celebrating the birth of a child, of a baby.
Absolutely.
Right? And to be able to start this year off talking about the maternal health and infant health, right, I think is just really so appropriate. And I think it's one of those topics that we don't talk a lot about. It's not necessarily something we have dinner conversation around,
true.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I think as we are moving, you mentioned something about Medi-Cal,
mm-hmm.
and I want to talk a little bit more about that because as we are moving into this time of finding out what's going to be available, what's not available, how things shift and change, it will be important because this is a very important aspect of our health care, right?
Absolutely.
One of the things I heard, you're a doctor.
I am.
And you never said you were doctor.
That's true. So, so in the medical field, I am known as Dr. Priya. I don't take the last name because it's long for a lot of patients. So that's what I do in the clinic. But as my doula hat, I go under Priya because you cannot wear both hats.
Okay.
So if I have patients in the clinic that I have served in that kind of setting, I do say when I'm your doula, like I'm your doula Priya. But the advantage is because I have all this medical knowledge, I'm able to add a different layer to my doula care, which I think makes me unique. I provide evidence-based care. I do have the science behind it.
Yes.
And while doulas are non-clinical, if I see something like, you know, maybe a patient has elevated blood pressure, they're exhibiting signs, I can tell the nurse,
yeah.
Hey, I see something. So for me, it's a beautiful blend of both my skill sets.
Absolutely.
And being able to bring that bedside to the patients.
For our listeners who may not know exactly what a doula is, can you explain that, Priya?
Yes, great question. So I always like to describe it as doulas are waist up. So we are non-clinical providers. We give you prenatal education, breathing exercises, support for yourself and for your support person because they may not know how best to, you know, support their loved one
right.
through the laboring mm-hmm. process. So I say waist up, and then OBs and midwives are the ones that deliver your baby.
Okay.
Yep. So that's really waist up and waist down.
I love the way you describe that. Yeah, I love the way that you described it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it does seem like it gets a little bit
because I know
confusing,
maybe some people would think the doula is actually delivering the baby. But that's not the case.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But the support, I love that. Mm. Let me ask the question, because I know there's a reason, there's a purpose that you are now doing this work, right? And so what are some of the major challenges that you saw or that are here in our community that really helped you to make the decision that this is the focus that you wanted to take?
Yeah, absolutely. So working in the clinic, a lot of my patients had fear around hospitals, whether it was from previous births, a bad experience a family member had, or maybe a surgery or something they went through previously. So a lot of them wanted to birth in a hospital, but mm-hmm. they still had fear around it. So again, just perfect timing with everything, being able to provide doula support, I kind of bridged that gap between like the clinical and the hospital settings
yeah.
and being able to provide them education of what do certain terms mean? What are their rights? What are their choices? I think just kind of brings down the trauma or the alertness, all the excitement that a hospital birth can bring just by educating a patient. So that has been my goal throughout, just providing education, knowledge to the patients. And that was something that I started in Mexico working in a diabetic clinic, actually. So that's where I really wanted to bring that education preventive medicine piece to my patients.
I love that. So Priya, kind of what I'm hearing is that you're also helping women who are in this situation about to give birth, preparing to give birth, right, and going through the birthing process to also find their voice in that. And to be their own best advocates because they are armed with the information. And I don't want to make it sound like it's combative, but I mean, it is really, it can really be a very scary place because you don't know especially if you've never been through it
mm-hmm.
before, and here you are faced with going to a hospital and having somebody, you know, kind of help you to bring this life into the world. and you've got to work as a team.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so, you know, working as a team means mm-hmm. there's trust, right? Mm-hmm. But look, I'm just walking into the hospital. We need to get this baby mm-hmm. here, so I may have 5-10 yeah. minutes. We got to build this trust, right?
Yeah.
To have this team.
Yeah.
And so being more informed myself as a woman about to give birth in what my rights are,
mm-hmm.
In being able to language so the physician can understand, you know, when I say this, that's what this means, and I need you to hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be fair of me, is it right of me to say that that's a lot of what you help women who are about to experience this birthing process, you help them find their voice and be their own best advocate, which
Absolutely.
Is hugely important.
Yes, no, it is. And as doulas, I like to say we are advocates, but we shouldn't be speaking up for our patients. But like you said, we give them the knowledge so that if a doctor is saying, well, you know, I think a cesarean is a best option, they can say, well, you know, why is that? Or, you know, what is the, what are my choices?
Mm.
You
right.
know, because I always say, whatever is presented to you, you always can ask questions. You have the right to ask for more time and the right to deny as long as you understand the pros and cons to be what's being asked.
Because
many of us, especially as women of color, we turn to doctors, teachers, people in authority as the end all. And
right.
we don't question that. So just to empower them that, oh, I can have a choice, or I at least can ask why.
Right.
So I think that's been a big thing for a lot of my moms, to just being able to speak up for themselves. And that ability actually empowers them in other areas of their
yes.
life later. Sure. So just know that everyone deserves a doula. That's like kind of like the big thing that I'm pushing for up here. If you have Medi-Cal, even if you don't have Medi-Cal, there's a lot of doulas that will take on, and a lot of managed care plans are actually now adapting the doula benefit. So I see good things for the health of our state and our area in the future. But I want to thank both of you for having me. It was a pleasure to be here, share a bit about my story, and wishing everyone a happy and healthy 2025.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll look forward to having you come back.
Awesome. Yes, I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
I'm good, Regina. Thanks again for joining us on High Desert Dialogue.
Lots going on, too, right?
It is. It's very busy. We've got a whole lineup of exciting guests coming up.
Yes, and I am really excited because we've got a very exciting woman, somebody who I met, I don't even know now how many years ago, but I met her and just fell in love with her. She's a creative, so I love that. She is Joan Rutter Ward, award-winning photographer and also multimedia producer and creator and artist and humanitarian, too. I'm going to throw that in there as well because I know Joan has done a lot of work here in the community, especially with our young people. So she's got a really huge heart. And I'm just excited to welcome you to the show, Joan.
Hi, Joan.
Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for inviting me and having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we are looking forward to having this conversation with Regina and Roxanne.
Yes.
Right? And so I want you to give us a little bit of background and brief history on yourself and kind of some of the projects that you've helped establish that community may be aware of, but they may not.
Okay. Yes. All right. My career has been in visual media, and I'm a professional photographer, a filmmaker, and a television producer. And I started my business, Image Maker Visual Communications, in 1985, mainly doing photography. I had a studio in Moreno Valley for a number of years. And I have a full service studio for a number of years. And so with the project that I'm talking about, my photography at that time is what got me to being more involved in the community.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was, what I focused on mostly was high school seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And what I noticed, now this was back in the 90s, what I noticed is that girls just seem to have confidence issues, self-esteem type
challenges,
issues.
Yeah.
Right, challenges with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell a story about a girl that came in once that really got me thinking about what I'm doing now.
Okay.
So I had a high school senior. Her name is Brandy. So she came in for photos, her senior portraits. And this girl was beautiful, okay? Mm. Just gorgeous. Every hair in place, everything. And she was signing up to be part of the ambassador program. Now, with the ambassador program is when you kids would take their pictures out and have others, you know, hey, go here and get your photos taken. This is the place. So they would have samples. So I was so excited that Brandy wanted to be an ambassador because when her photos came back, they were just absolutely gorgeous. And this was before digital, so we're waiting for the proofs and things to come in.
It's another process.
Right.
Yes.
So her mother brought her in for her pictures. And so I'm just, oh, wow, this is great. And she's looking through them, and then it was like she didn't like any of them. Not one picture. And I was like, so, but when they left, her mom pulled me aside and said, you know, don't feel bad. It's not you. She really just doesn't like the way she looks in pictures and stuff. Here's somebody just absolutely beautiful.
Just self-conscious.
Yeah.
So that puzzled me. And then a friend gave me a book by a psychologist called Reviving Ophelia, Saving the Selves of Adolescent Girls. And in this book, she talks about how we have a girl poisoning culture in the sense that it makes girls, they think they have to be sexy, thin, all these things that they think they would have to be.
These standards of beauty that are placed upon them.
Unrealistic standards.
They see it everywhere. You know,
everywhere.
Celebrities, you know, their friends, the magazines, things like that. Online now.
And remember, this is in the 90s before social media. And this, you know, we had a lot of cases of anorexia, bulimia, all of that came in from that. So that's what really got me started on this, really researching this issue. So that's how I got started with it. It's like, why are girls, but just women in general, just so picky about themselves and just so...
Or so challenged, you know, challenged with trying to meet these standards of beauty that have been kind of pushed on us. And feeling value, you know, or not. Feeling valued because of the way we look. Not who we are, but just because of how we look.
How you look.
And so you specifically now have engaged in something that's called Let's Reframe Beauty Project.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Okay. So the Let's Reframe Beauty Project is something that I started earlier this year, and it is an evolution from the projects that I have been doing since 2002, because I designed photography-based personal development programs for girls and women. I even did my master thesis on using, it was a welfare-to-work project, and the marketing, using it from a marketing standpoint. So I got my MBA in marketing, but it's marketing to change social behavior. It's, you know, getting people to buy into the fact that you are worthy just the way you are. You are beautiful. Buy into their own, what's unique about them. So Let's Reframe Beauty. I designed this to challenge or to help young people. It's mostly focused towards young people, like high school and junior high school, that type of thing. And where I mostly focus in my other programs on girls, this is male and female. Because guys are being faced with unrealistic standards of what they're supposed to look like. You know, buff, built, what, you know. So the program is designed to address these unrealistic beauty standards that are being propagated through social media.
Right.
Because you have all these kids on social media now, and they're looking at these people on social media, these unrealistic standards, because, you know, everybody's not the way they appear to be.
Right.
And they have all these filters and all this stuff.
I was going to say, with all these filters and, you know, the AI and the
right.
different, you know, social media magic that can take place to make you be flawless.
Right.
Right. Right.
I mean, I'm kind of surprised even when I see, like, on social media, you know, you'll see people and they will do, they have all these different pictures of themselves that AI has created.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
I've seen those. Yeah. It's a lot. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I even be tempted. Hey, what would I look like?
Yes. Yes. No, right. I get it. So you put this program together to primarily for young people, for young men, young women, right? And what is the mission or purpose of the program, Joan?
Okay. This is the mission and the purpose of the program. It is to address societal beauty standards and their impact on self-image and self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
So these are things that we're wanting the young people to learn to see.
Mm-hmm.
To analyze media portrayals and stereotypes.
Okay.
Don't just accept that. Let's analyze this.
Right.
You know, is this how people really look?
Right.
You know, to challenge unrealistic beauty expectations.
Mm-hmm.
To recognize the importance of self-acceptance through self-exploration. To discover the unique qualities, gifts, and talents that one has to offer to their communities, to their families, mm-hmm. to themselves, mm-hmm. to embrace what's unique and beautiful about yourself,
mm-hmm.
and what around you is beauty? What in your culture is beautiful to you?
Mm-hmm.
What about yourself? What are the things that you are accomplished or working towards that represent beauty?
Right.
And let's not just define beauty by how someone looks or how good you look or
right.
whatever. There's so much more to each of us as an individual that shows beauty for.
You're now doing that program here in
yes.
the High Desert. And if someone is interested in being a part of that or getting connected to you and learning more about that program, how can they do that?
Okay. They can connect with me through, I'll tell you what my website is photographywithpurpose.com.
Okay. Mm.
They can connect with me there. Also, they can also connect through my business phone. They can send a text there.
Okay.
And that phone number is 760.
Okay.
956. 8960.
And so this is a great opportunity for our youth to be able to be creative, but also to tap in self-discovery, self-expression, all of that. It's wonderful what you've put together, and the intent that, you know, they would be able to recognize, because all these things lead to self-worth and value. The
correct.
Better you know yourself, the better you are able to value who you are, because you know not only who I am, but what I have to contribute.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And I think that's wonderful. So giving our young people that opportunity is great. And again, I just want to mention, I think you said if they want to text you, they can do so at 760-956-8960.
Yes.
And they can also go to the website Photograph with, or is it Photography?
Photographywithpurpose.com.
Okay.
And connect with me through there as well.
Okay. And also, is there a cost for the program? How does that work?
Okay. Right now, what I'm doing, you know, it's on a case-by-case basis.
Got it.
Because I was working with Partners Against Violence, right. You know, and so then they had things in their budget
right.
where they could do the funding and stuff.
Right.
So it's on a case-by-case basis.
Okay. All right. Well, good. That all sounds, you know, appealing and attractive. So just before we go, because I, you know, in the beginning I said you were an award-winning photographer. And can you share just some of the awards that you have received? Because, you know, a lot of times we think people just pick up the camera and because they can get it in frame and focus,
mm-hmm.
that they're a good photographer. And that's not necessarily true, right? And so you've gone to school, you've studied, you've got all kind of techniques. I heard you talk about something that piqued my interest, you know, kind of the healing techniques and those type of things. But tell us about some of the awards that you have received as a photographer.
Okay, as a photographer? Okay, I've received, okay, well, this year I just received my Photographic Craftsman Award through Professional Photographers of America.
Wow.
And so even me, I mean, it's like we're always learning and evolving,
growing,
no matter
yes.
what stage we're at, you
yes.
know. So I've won Telly Awards for my television show. I've won several Telly Awards and awards for, I've been a Digital Photographer of the Year through my association. Oh. So those are some of the awards
yes.
that I've won. And
yeah. Well, no, I think that's great because always, you know, people want to know what makes you professional
mm-hmm.
and what gives you license, per se, to do the things that you are doing. And you are fully loaded. And recognized for doing that. And I think that's great. And the other reason I think that that's important, Joan, is because quite often, you know, we fight the reputation up here in the high desert that if you want anything that's really good and of quality and, you know, you got to go down the hill and find it,
yeah.
which is absolutely not true because we have amazing, just amazing individuals and people who are here that have done extraordinary, outstanding
mm-hmm.
things in all types of fields and aspects that are here, right?
Right.
And so we should put a spotlight on that.
That's right.
Right. And so today I hope we put a little bit of that spotlight on you.
Thank you.
Because you are considered one of our treasures here in the high desert. And this program, Let's Reframe Beauty, I think is timely. It's necessary. I'm just hoping that the challenge you have with the program is you got way more young people who are wanting to get then you can serve, right?
Yeah.
Which then means we'll have to figure that out. But what a great problem to have, right?
Right, right.
Because our kids need it and they deserve it. And they need to be able to find outlets where they can do self-discovery, self-reflection.
Yes.
You know, self-expression. All of that is vitally important to the holistic health.
Yes.
Of us as people, let alone our young people. So we want to thank you for coming in today, sharing this. I'm going to invite you back mm-hmm. along the way to share kind of the progress and
yeah.
some of the things that are going on. I would love to know if there's going to be any type of exhibition going on, including these young folks' work. So be sure to let Roxanne and I know so we can let community know. But most of all, we can continue to support the wonderful work and uplift the wonderful work that you're doing. So thank you for coming in and sharing with us today.
Thank you for having me. This has been a pleasure, and I look forward to coming back again.
Yes, please do.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at roxannescafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by the W. Greason Consulting Group. Get the new People Management Development book, Manage People Better, at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com today. We can all manage people better. For more information, contact W. Greason Consulting Group at 818-384-5076. It's an excellent gift for yourself or the people manager in your life. We'll talk to you next weekend.